Watching every NFL game this season can take as many as 10 separate subscriptions, pushing $1,000 a year. Shadrick at Nats Park knows that cost firsthand, and also...
I pay for the MLB TV, because I'm originally from Chicago, so I watch a lot of the Cubs on there. But I can't watch the Nats on there, because it's blacked out.
And there's the streaming maze fans are stuck in before they even get to the ballpark, where Andrew remembers...
I know I'm showing my age now, but I remember walking up to Camden Yards and paying 10 bucks for a ticket. Yeah, I was in the upper deck, but I'm in the stadium.
And for more than it cost Jonathan, who's only about a decade older and remembers his dad taking him to Orioles games for just $3 in the 80s and 90s. But now?
My salary has not been increasing as fast as ticket prices. Let's just put it that way.
Nationals tickets now average around $45, not including parking concessions or the big foam finger for the kids. So why keep going? Derek summed it up best.
Like the old saying goes, you can't fax a handshake. So you want to be at the stadium. You want to get the hot dog. I'll pay 20 bucks for popcorn. You'd like buy once, cry once. We're not going to have our kids in our house for much longer. You want to create those memories and just get, even for a few minutes, just get everybody rowing in the same directions for once as a family.
There's more on the real cost of being a fan, including the betting numbers, at WTOP.com. Rob Woodfork, WTOP Sports.